From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the fight to defeat the Islamic State has to be waged beyond the battlefield. Mr. Obama briefed reporters on the campaign against the militant group after meeting with his top military and national security advisors on Thursday.
In other words, ISIL turns out not to be invincible. They're, in fact, inevitably going to be defeated. But we do recognize at the same time that the situation is complex, and this cannot be solved by military force alone.
Mr. Obama's meeting came as the U.S. launches more airstrikes in and around an Islamic stronghold in Libya. The U.S. military says the operation in Libya will probably last weeks rather than months. President Obama also is rejecting claims by critics that a payment of $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day of a hostage release was some nefarious deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry defended the move, saying the United States of America does not pay ransom and does not negotiate ransoms with any country.
The United States of America does not pay ransom and does not negotiate ransoms with any country. We never have, and we're not doing that now.
Iran released four American hostages after the cash payment last January. U.S. officials say the payment was partially to settle a decades-old dispute over an aborted arms deal, but critics say it was a ransom payment. Amid a scandal involving allegations of state-sponsored doping, the International Olympic Committee is now allowing more than 270 Russian athletes to compete in this summer's games. The Olympics open today in Rio de Janeiro. This is VOA News. U.S. politics. Republican Party leaders are increasing concern about recent national and key state polls that show Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton surging into a lead over Republican Donald Trump. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has the latest.
These are trying times for Republican Donald Trump, but he insists his campaign remains on track to win in November.
So I just want to tell you, the campaign is doing really well. It's never been so well united.
In a new CNN poll, Trump trails Democrat Hillary Clinton by 9 points, and by 8 points in a new NBC survey. At a rally in Colorado, Clinton continued to hammer away at the notion that Trump's temperament should disqualify him from becoming president.
There is no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump is unqualified to be president and unfit to be commander-in-chief.
Both Clinton and Trump are well aware of polls that show Americans want change. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Gunmen fired on a busy marketplace in northeastern India Friday, killing at least 12 people. Officials say 15 others were wounded in the attack in the Assam area. Authorities say one gunman was killed and security forces are searching for other suspects. A security operation is underway Friday in central Afghanistan to rescue five Pakistani aviation experts and their Russian navigator from the Taliban. The insurgents took the men hostage Thursday after their helicopter crash-landed in a remote area of the Afghan province of Logar. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman told VOA the Pakistani helicopter had permission to travel through Afghan airspace to Russia and crash-landed due to a technical fault. U.S. officials are trying to slow down the spread of the Zika virus in the southern state of Florida after several people have been diagnosed with the mosquito-transmitted virus. As Zika escalates into a public health crisis, U.S. Republicans and Democrats are pointing fingers over the failure by Congress to commit federal dollars to fight the virus. Lawmakers left Washington in mid-July for a 7-week recess without approving any of the $1.9 billion that President Obama requested in February to develop a vaccine and control the mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen is denouncing the arrest warrant issued by Turkey, accusing him of masterminding the failed coup in Turkey last month. Gulen said, and the arrest warrant from the Turkish courts changes nothing about his views and status. The Turkish government has said Gulen, a former ally of President Erdogan, orchestrated the coup by renegade officers in the military, has called on the U.S. to extradite him to Turkey. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.